Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
For many busy households, Friday evening is spent digging out football boots, the tracksuits and the water bottles for the training activities around the country on Saturday morning. And one GAA club in Dublin has developed a new part of their club work so that every child in their area can take part in that training. The Ranelagh Rockets Club is part of Ranelagh Gaels GAA and they offer training specifically for children with special needs, and their waiting list is growing. Evelyn O'Rourke was at their training session last Saturday morning to meet the players and the parents, and Evelyn is here now. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Claire, how are you?
So you were out training with the Ranelagh Rockets. Tell us more about them.
Oh, what a joy. It's the newest part of this popular and growing GAA club in Dublin, Ranelagh Gaels. And the club, the Ranelagh Rockets bit, was set up by two parents in the club, Stuart and Ruth Banks, who are amazing. And they have gorgeous twin boys. And really, they were looking for sporting activities that could accommodate and help develop their boys' physical and emotional development. So they came up with this idea. Now, of course, you need help then. So every Saturday morning, thanks to Dublin City Council, they get the use of the pitches at Herzog Park in Rathgar, and they run GAA training sessions for children with special needs. And as you say, already, of course, the waiting list is growing and growing. The children involved are thriving and it's proving immensely popular. So last Saturday morning, I went along to the training and they were ending the session. And when you come around the corner, all you can see is children running around under this gorgeous, big, colourful parachute tent. So, of course, I had to dive in and see it for myself. And it was, as you'll hear here, really fun, really buzzy, fantastically chaotic. Lots of the children came over grabbing my microphone to say hello. So we will hear some of that chaos and fun there at Ranelagh Rockets on Saturday. And then Stuart Bank tells me a little bit more.
Hello.
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 Breaking news. Speak.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I'm pretty good.
What's happening?
The earthquake has been set up.
Hello.
Let's see if we can get out of here. Hang on a minute. Let's go out this way. Hey, Stuart.
Oh, how are we doing? How's things?
Stuart, what am I looking at here?
So, last September, we started off, me and my wife, Ruth, very interested in setting something up for the special needs kids in the area. We're looking into setting up a club, the Inclusion and Diversity Committee in Ranelagh Gaels. Started in September with six kids, has gone to 16 kids now. We've got 16 volunteer coaches, fantastic coaches, all the way across the TY, students across the school, local coaches, parents of kids in the actual club itself. So it's going from strength to strength. And we're hoping to bring it to 24 next year. And we're also hoping to set up a group from 11 to 15 year olds too.
The background to this was you have your own children and you really want to get engaged with sport and get out there. Were you finding restrictions? Were you finding limited in terms of options?
Evelyn, I think local in the area, there wasn't too many options regards to special need kids. Terranure Tigers up in Terranure were running a great initiative up there. But for Ranelagh Rathgar, Rathmines in that area, we found every Saturday morning we were dropping our kid down to under 12 training in Ranelagh Gaels, but we'd nowhere to bring the twins. And my two twins are autistic and we're thinking, what can we do? So it was just a case of, look, would there be a level of interest there? Would there be a level of interest of parents bringing down their kids to join us? Because a lot of them are apprehensive. They've gone and joined other teams and for whatever reason it hasn't worked out. So we ran a fundraising event last summer to see was there interest around August time, and we got a huge level of feedback from it, and we signed off originally with six people starting and it's just grown from there. But it's for the kids, but it's also for the parents and the siblings of the family, that they feel they have somewhere to go on a Saturday morning, they have somewhere to be feel part of the community. And Evelyn, I think that's a huge part of it. It's about inclusion, it's about feeling part of the community, part of the parish and all that, and they've really done that over the last 6 months.
Well, Stuart hit the nail on the head there. It's so important, isn't it, Evelyn, for all children to have that activity and the opportunity to play sport and feel part of it. And you spoke to some more of the parents who have signed up now for Ranelagh Rockets.
I sure have, and you hear those similar observations from them all, Claire. And parents say that their children just want to feel included. They spend the week talking about their sports training on Saturday, just like their brothers and sisters have. It's a real conversation point for the family, and they also point out the physical developments and improvements they're seeing with their children who are taking part in this training. So the first dad I spoke to here was Ian Kilty. He's a very proud father of the gorgeous Barra. We'll hear from Breed as well, and then from Greg Martin, who's also a very proud father of another gorgeous little boy called Barra. But both men, both the dads and the mum, tell me more about the significance of this club to them.
It's really great for the kids to have the opportunity to come down to their local club with their brothers and sisters and wear the same jersey and be part of the same thing, because it's so rare that they get the opportunities.
Do you really feel that? It's that rare that they get that moment of really feeling included?
Oh, absolutely. We don't get it on a school's basis, and that's the foundation stone for the kids because they're going outside. So it's lovely that they get to rock down to their local club and feel part of it.
Tell me about Barra then, and the kind of challenges, I suppose, that Barra has.
Barra, gross motor skills is one, so even kicking the ball, hand passing, even, you know, running gait, that's part of it. Socialisation then is a massive challenge for them. So really to get an opportunity to improve both within the lovely session and a bit of fresh air is just wonderful.
Hi, I'm Breed Higgins ní Canada. I'm here with my daughter, Nora May.
And why do you come to Ranelagh Rockets?
Nora May used to go to regular GAA with her older brother. She struggled to kind of follow all the instructions, and she was often running off in different directions. And I suppose she found it difficult to feel part of something in that large group. And then we found out about Ranelagh Rockets, and it suits her much better. The pace of it is really nice. There's an awful lot of positive feedback, and there's a very high ratio of instructors or coaches to children. It works really well for her, and she always feels that she's achieving something and winning races. And it's definitely very nice for her to have her football, her training, because she has an older brother who certainly is involved in many more activities than she's able to get involved in. She really enjoys that part of it.
Greg, good morning.
Hi, good to be here.
You're out early on a Saturday morning.
We are out early on a Saturday. It's our favourite time of the week.
Really?
Oh, Barry loves Ranelagh Rockets. Favourite thing in the week.
Why?
Firstly, obviously he enjoys all of the activity, running around, kicking a ball. The other nice thing is every time any of the kids does anything, everybody cheers them on, says, well done.
Who doesn't love that?
And everybody loves it. All the kids love it. They all cheer each other on. He smiles from beginning to end. We talk about it all week, and they're learning fantastic skills. I mean, just today, I was just telling Barrett, he's now kicking the ball straight into the goals. So there's real skills, genuine, noticeable, measurable, quantifiable improvement. And at the same time, just having a great time.
This is all very uplifting, Evelyn. We like the sound of this.
Good stuff.
And from the GAA's point of view, they're keen to promote and support this kind of inclusion activity. You've been finding out more about that.
Yes, I mean, of course, there are versions of Ranelagh Rockets type clubs across the country, and the GAA are really keen to roll out more of this. And the point was made to me that the GAA knows that it's all about community, and that means that everyone in the community has to feel welcome and be part of it. So I met up with Geraldine McTavish, who's the National Diversity and Inclusion Officer for the Cumann Lough Glas Gael at Portmancroke, to find out more.
Two of the main sports programmes that the GAA have rolled out is Wiltshire Hurling and Camogie. And Wiltshire Hurling Camogie started with Tim Maher. He was a school teacher and he created this programme. Tony Wittini, the Inclusion and Integration Officer here in the GAA, he actually would have coordinated the whole programme. We have provincial competitions in the Wiltshire Hurling and Camogie, and then we have an All-Ireland, and it comes under the umbrella of GAA Games for All. And then we also have Football for All, which is a programme with Irish Special Schools Sports Council. They have blitz days, and then they come to Crow Park to have an All-Ireland final, very similar to Cumann and Munskill. What we're finding is that inclusion in its broader concept is what we're looking for. Different ethnic minorities, it's about different members of different communities, it's also about the LGBT community. So we're trying to look at how we actually engage on the ground at our club levels. What inclusive to me and to the GAA in total is about our community. So Where We All Belong manifesto is what we would have started off, and we're working towards that.
It's interesting talking to you because we're sitting here outside the shadow of Crow Park. I mean, this is the Mecca. This is where players kind of dream of. I'm getting from you that your sense is no. You think about those regular communities out all over the country, and you want everyone to feel included.
Yeah, we try as much as we can to encourage at national level the sports programs and then our initiatives. But it's at grassroots level, it's in our clubs, it's being open to the child who would like to come down to their local GAA club and just experience it, first of all, but also the benefits of the GAA club. What we've seen in Ranelagh is that they've opened their doors and they've seen the rewards in the club, and that's what inclusion is about.
That's Geraldine McTavish there, Evelyn. Coming back then to Ranelagh Gaels, they're doing really good work there, and it's serving the families really well, but they need more space to grow.
Yeah, I mean, the club was founded in 2003 with a single men's team, and now over 100 adults and 800 children line out for the club every week. And like so many other clubs across Dublin and in other areas in the country, and I've reported before on this, Claire, I mean, clubs like Nafin and Glasnevin in Dublin, there's huge pressure on space. So the club, Ranelagh Gaels, would love to have a permanent home so that they can grow and develop. and they always need help with local options for training and pitch space. But I have to say, the atmosphere at the Rockets alone, as you're hearing, would inspire you. I mean, you hear the laughter and the cheers before you even turn around the corner and see the training session in action. So here after the session, I talk to Joe Davitt, who's the chairperson of Ranelagh Gaels, and then I meet a star of the show, Nora May. And to be honest with you, Claire, your job and my job is up for grabs when you hear Nora May.
It's fantastic, especially for the kids, to be able to come somewhere with this beautiful setting. Everyone gets involved, there's a smile on everyone's face. We're lucky to have Herzog Park here in Rockgar. It's a lovely little spot. It has a lovely playground here, you can hear in the background. Kids can just go here afterwards, just chill out and relax and enjoy the morning.
In terms of the club, because it's a busy, growing club, which is great, but what does the Ranelagh Rockets part of the club mean to you and the other members, do you think?
I think it's one of our great success stories, and thanks to Stuart Banks, really, who came to me last year and said, look, I want to start this team. And through all his hard work and his wife Ruth, you know, all the work they put in to make the idea actual reality, everyone just pitched in to try and make this dream that Stuart had a reality. Now we see it growing and growing and growing, and you can see parents coming down here with their kids and they have a haven to go to every weekend.
Norma, I have big questions for you. Why do you come here on Saturday mornings?
I come here to play GAA.
And why do you want to play GAA?
I think it's fun. One of my favourite activities is the running, where there is a race. I often win. I meet lots of children and get jellies near the end.
I have heard a lot of talk about the jellies. What class are you in now?
Rangahane.
What about the kicking the ball bit though? How do you feel about that bit?
I think it's very easy to do. I do like it.
And do you find it more fun than maybe other sport things that you did before?
Of course, I used to go to a more advanced GAA and it was only fun for my brother. I found it hard to fit in back then.
And do you find it easier here?
Yep.
Do you think it's a good idea to set up a Rockets club everywhere?
I do think so. I am now speaking to all the listeners to the radio. If you have children, I recommend they go to Ranelagh Rockets Football Club. It's really fun there.
How impressive is Nora May?
Amazing.
And wonderful. I agree with her on the jelly front as well. That's very important. That's important in our house after training as well. Now, before you leave us, Evelyn, you're going to be very busy over the summer. You're filming a new parenting programme for RT1 Television, which will be broadcast in the autumn. And you need families to take part.
We sure do, Claire. We're very excited about this new show because we're trying to look at some of the issues that parents, including myself, are grappling with after a year and a half of lockdown life. Because I don't know about you, but some rules have flown out the window. I mean, from the dreaded screen time addiction to something as simple and yet as complicated as getting reluctant to eat or to actually try new foods. You know that crazy idea, carrots and all that, and not be suspicious of vegetables. So we're looking for families just in a warm, fun way who'll try and work through a few different home life challenges. And we are specifically looking for families who one parent speaks Irish for this show, which is called Cad Fhuinne Tish Mhóirí. What about the parents? And sadly, Claire, it seems I wasn't booked because I'm an expert parent, you know, even though I'm perfect.
But you are,
I'm perfect at it. I'm more the cheerleader, I gather, but we do have proper excellent experts like psychotherapist Stella O'Malley who will guide us all through all this as we all muddle our way through hopefully post-COVID family life. So if you have a child, a bit of Gaelic and a sense of humour, we would absolutely love to hear from you.
Yeah, and it is hard to leave behind all of the COVID restriction rule changes that happened. I mean, we got into this thing in our house of ice cream after dinner. I don't know how it happened, but now every day, like on a Tuesday, they're saying, well, where's the ice cream?
Yeah.
And you think, how did I allow this to occur?
I know. Well, I think it's that thing when you think of January and February where the takeout menu was the most exciting thing that you discussed.
Yes.
And then you're suddenly going, it's now June and we're not in lockdown. And do we really need this all the time? And I think it's that thing, certainly for me, I've boys who are 10, 11, screen time is huge. And my own control over it and my own decisions around it. So what I suppose we're trying to do here is empower parents a little bit and take back a little bit of parent control over that, because I think we all muddled through.
Yes.
We're in a bunker, really.
And I'm running out of hiding places for screens. Did really well for a while, but I can't.
I did drive into work one day with the controllers in the boot of the car.
Really?
That was a friend of mine said, don't plug out the Wi-Fi, just bring the controllers away, which is great. The other thing I'm running out of is hiding places for treats. And then, you know, late on a Friday night, you want some chocolate, you can't remember where they are.
I know, we can't remember where you put it.
Because if you leave anything out, it's gone. So, I mean, I think so many of us have just, if we saw ourselves now from a year and a half ago, you'd be like, what parenting's, you know, what's going on there?
Yeah. A friend of mine bought a safe for screens, for phones, for controllers, like you know, a proper one that you'd see in the movies.
Yeah, love it.
So if families are interested in taking part in this, Evan, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, if you have family who might like to be on TV, and it could be just a fun family experience this summer, they can, there's a couple of email addresses, info@tyrone-productions.ie is one, or thishti@tyrone-productions.ie, or send me a message on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. We've all the options there, and we can guarantee a fun experience where we will all learn, hopefully, a few parenting skills and strategies.
Someone's just suggested that you hide the ice creams inside a bag of peas in the freezer. Now, that just wouldn't work in my house. They'd suss that one out in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, amazing how they can't find clean socks in the morning, but they could find ice cream in a bag of peas.
What do we sound like, Evan? Thanks very much. Let's take a break.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.